The man's answer is deeply profound. It's why Jesus said the kingdom of God is not far from you, saying the power and the presence and the reign of God is with you. It's a big compliment from Jesus. What you just said was so wise. I can see the hand of God. I can see the power of God moving you to make such a wise thing. What was he saying? Why did Jesus respond in such an affirming way? Well, the man said, it's more important to love the Lord with all your soul, with all your heart. That command, the Shema, what we know so well. It's more important to have that love inside of us than it is anything we do exteriorly, like in terms of the sacrifice or holocaust. So the way they used to come to the temple and they'd make burnt offerings or they'd give things up as kind of signs of ritualistic ways of praising the Lord and offering to the Lord. What's more important is first what's in the heart, what comes from the heart. See, it's a really profound thing what he said. And Jesus said the kingdom of God is moving in you. To know that is the kingdom of God must have done something. Because that's the truth. That's a profound truth that in our lives, the most important thing is to have a burning love of God in our hearts. To all our might, all our heart, all our soul. The very depth of us to have this profound love and offering to God. That's the first most important thing. That overflows to others. That overflows to what we do. The most important thing isn't our rituals. Isn't what we do exteriorly. It isn't what we say or what... It starts with the heart. Now, what do we mean by it when we say that? It's good to define this because we say it a lot as MGLs, so I'll give it a go, defining it. We're not talking about an emotion, although that's a sign. We're not talking about a thought, although that's a sign, or a physical sense, or any other of the senses. Thought, touch, sight, emotion, whatever. They're signs. What we're talking about here is spiritual contact between the depth of us, our hearts, our spirits, to God's spirit. And then that overflows into the senses at times. At times we recognize that. We're talking about an actual encounter, a touch, a relationship from the depths of our hearts to the spirit of God. It's not just an emotion. It's not just a thought or a cognition or something. We're talking about actually having the love of God inside of us, touching our hearts, moving our hearts, and we're responding in love. That's what our faith calls us to. It's that real relationship, that real mutual exchange of love in the core of us. That's the most important thing, and that's a gift. That is a gift, and that's something we open to. When we receive that from the Holy Spirit, it's obvious. You know, we can see that the kingdom of God is at hand. When you see someone who's got that burning love of God, other people can dismiss that, oh, it's just an emotion, or they're just thinking it themselves. But for us, those who know the love of God in their heart, who've encountered a real contact with the Spirit, we know what that's like, and that is real, and that is more real than anything else, that contact with the love of God in the depths of our hearts. So that's what we open up to, and that's what we pray for. And we pray that would take over, that love of God would take over our inmost hearts, our inmost being, so we can flow out into all that we do. Amen.